Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, on out. Hey, everybody jump. Jump.
A good Tuesday morning to one and all. It is Taz and the Moose with you as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You've got Mike and Pete across the way, Andrew, with your updates as we take you for the next 3 hours right here on CBS Sports Radio. A lot to get into. Kendall Gill will join us a little later on the program, run around the NBA with him, the former Fighting Illini star and NBA analyst for NBC Sports Chicago, Bulls analyst, but a 15-year NBA veteran. Kendall Gill will join Taz and myself coming up in the third and final hour of the program. What's going on, Taz? How you doing, bud?
Good, Moose. Ready to rock and roll and give the people a great 3 hours. We got a packed show, as you know, my man.
Yeah, we do, and we kick it off with Kyler Murray, as he tweeted out yesterday. Moving forward, I'm firmly and fully committed my life and time to becoming an NFL quarterback. Football has been my love and passion my entire life. I was raised to play quarterback, and I very much look forward to dedicating 100% of myself to being the best quarterback possible and winning NFL championships. I have started an extensive training program to further prepare myself for upcoming NFL workouts and interviews. I eagerly await the opportunity to continue to prove to NFL decision makers that I am the franchise quarterback in this draft. So there you go. So we're looking for Kyler Murray to make some sort of a declaration, and he certainly did yesterday. As he has now dedicated himself to the National Football League.
Yeah, I'm sure you weren't completely shocked. Neither was I. Not to speak for you, but I wasn't really shocked. I mean, okay, so now it's like, you know, the Oakland A's could go about their business and stuff like that. This kid can give back the money from his signing bonus. And now, like I said a few weeks ago, the NFL draft, the 2019 NFL draft, just becomes more exciting, more interesting, because it needed something like this as far as the draft. It did need a guy like this, and now he's in it, meaning Kyler Murray. And now the question is, like you and I have been discussing, the height issue. And does it affect his status, what teams, where he would fall? Is he definitely a top 10 or first-round guy? Does he fall? You know, that's the stuff that I guess we're going to find. Obviously, we're going to find out, but that's going to be, I think, a lot of the narrative that people hear, Moose, today, and they're going to probably hear some of it from you and I, too.
Yeah, I mean, and we'll see exactly what happens at the scouting combine and where he does measure out height-wise, where his hands come in terms of size. Certainly, he was a very, very productive quarterback at Oklahoma with the Sooners. And had an unbelievable year winning the 2018 Heisman Trophy winner. He's going to return the $1.29 million of the $1.5 million signing bonus the A's gave him last year. He forfeited the $3.16 million that was due to him coming up in less than the month on March 1st. The A's will put him on the restricted list, retain Murray's rights, but they won't get a compensatory pick. He's going to be represented by Eric Burkhart. He was represented by Scott Boras on the baseball side of things. So there you go in terms of Kyler Murray. And now the questions reign supreme in terms of how his game does translate to the National Football League. And that's ultimately going to be the deciding factor. It's great that he's following his passion. We talked about that a number of times. What's his biggest passion in life? And he made the declarative statement yesterday that it was football. And it really comes down to, for him, a size stature thing. You know, he's not a big athlete. He's a smaller athlete in stature and in size. And you look at whether or not NFL teams, we'll see exactly what he measured it out at the Indianapolis Combine. And a lot of people look at that, that national semifinal when Alabama jumped out on top of Oklahoma 28-0 before the Tide kind of started to lose their way, as kind of an indicator of what life would be like for Kyler Murray against, you know, a good defense.
Right.
And he struggled early on in that game before the Tide started to lose their focus defensively. You know, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. But it's a risk nonetheless. He's a great athlete.
Yeah.
Can make all the throws.
Yeah.
But I mean, run. He is very, very small.
Yeah. Yeah. He don't have that height, and as you said, his size. So the height he definitely doesn't have. Well, know, like you said earlier, we'll know his height. We said this the other day too at the combine. Is he 5'9"? Is he 5'10"? You know. You know, what is he? You know, the exact number will come out in the combine. And as far as his body weight and his skeletal, his structure, he's not a big, like a thicker guy where Baker Mayfield's 6 foot. Okay, that's, you know, decent height in this day and age for quarterback because, you know, but Baker's a bigger bodied 6 foot, you know, 5'11", 6 foot, whatever it is. He's a thicker frame. Where, you know, Murray, I mean, they list him at 195 on the OU roster, okay? But, you know, that stuff is all jacked up. For those that don't know, the height and the weight is jacked up in just about all sports in college. You know, if you looked at my college roster when I played football, I think it said 5'11". I've never been 5'11 in my life. So, you know, they always jack it up. But the thing is, the positive thing for Kyler Murray is he's coming out of playing for the system under the great Lincoln Riley, who is the end-all, be-all, right? You know, he is a guru. He's coached up Baker Mayfield, coming out of that system where Baker Mayfield played QB. So that's all major pluses and his ability for Kyler Murray. And, you know, the offensive line, too, we talked about this, I think, last week or the week before. I can't recall, Moose, but the offensive line is gigantic. They're huge for Oklahoma. So he's used to being having those big, tall guys in front of him. It's just a little different when you're playing against Big 12 defenses as opposed to NFL defenses. These guys fly around, man. So it's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out.
Yeah, not a lot of great NFL talent coming out of that Big 12 defensively. It's a wide open conference offensively with the gaudy stats and the high octane offenses. So he did throw for over 4,300 yards, 42 touchdowns. A year ago, which was amazing, which was ridiculous. He's got great athleticism. He got a tremendous arm. There's a lot of positives when you look at Kyler Murray. The big thing is the size. And where does he fall? Some NFL GMs think that a team will draft him in the first round and scouts, and some believe that he'll fall anywhere from round 2 through 6 or probably in the second or third round. So who knows exactly where Kyler Murray does land, but he's going to follow his passion. And it's not without risk.
Right.
I mean, anytime you look at a guy that doesn't have your prototypical size, you have to look at the risk and say, okay, is it worth it? I mean, do you learn a lesson from not drafting Russell Wilson early on, even with all of his physical attributes, aside from his size, and you look at what kind of quarterback he's been with the Seattle Seahawks. You look at the concern that people had about Drew Brees coming out of Purdue, another undersized quarterback. Certainly that was not the case with Baker Mayfield, who went number one overall a year ago coming out of Oklahoma. But we're not talking about 5'11 or 6 feet tall. We're in all likelihood talking about 5'9 or under. I mean, that's what Kyler Murray is. And there is a discernible difference between 5'11 and 3/4 and 5'9. and so that's what the NFL GMs and talent evaluators have got to ask themselves and say, can we put together a system where we can make it easy for him to see over offensive linemen, to be able to throw in lanes, to make him a successful NFL quarterback? Because we love a lot of the physical attributes and the leadership that he brings to the table. We'll see.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Murray, like you said earlier, he can make all the throws. He definitely can. You know, he's got a nice quick release. His accuracy is tremendous. And you know, you nailed it. He's not just this athletic player. You know, he can throw the ball and sit in the pocket to throw it. Now, it gets hard when you got, you know, gigantic dudes in front of you and got gigantic dudes coming at you, and it might be tough to see over these guys. And the lanes close quicker, as you would know, Moose, right, in the NFL than they're going to close in college, especially when you're used to the Big 12. So, I don't know. I think that somehow, some way, this kid finds a way to make it happen. I also think the era of how offenses are in the NFL and quarterback play is definitely in his favor, besides coming out of that Lincoln Riley system. You know, so I think that helps him, that it's not that it's not about the 6'4", 6'5" quarterbacks anymore. They're still flourishing. I mean, you know, the younger quarterbacks that are big guys, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen. You know, these are young guys going into their second year. They're big, giant guys. You know, but I do think that smaller, athletic quarterback, different than it was when it was like a Michael Vick era. These guys can they're forced to throw the ball accurate. offensive schemes are better around it, you know, a better for them, I should say. It's all about where he can end up, who's going to draft him. I mean, so, like, you know, as you know, like, the Giants are picking sixth. All right, well, I mean, you know, they have an old-school GM. Is he going to want an undersized quarterback? I don't know. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, is he going to, you know what I mean? Same thing with Coughlin with the Jags, right? Is he going to want, like, you know, is he going to want a 6'4", 6'3", quarterback? I mean, those are probably the two teams right in the top 10 picks, teams that need QBs, I would think, right? You know, you would say the Giants, the Jags.
Well, right. Yeah, you're right. And I think it'll be interesting to see what Gettleman and the Giants do, and if they view Murray as the best player on the board at that stage with the sixth overall selection, because Gettleman has made it perfectly clear that's how he looks at the NFL draft, is that he is not going to try and swing and miss or try and hit a home run. He's going to draft the best possible player. His job there is to draft Hall of Fame caliber players. So if he doesn't feel like the risk is worth it, he's not going to draft Kyler Murray with the sixth overall selection. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. The Giants certainly need a quarterback in the future, as do the Jacksonville Jaguars. We saw the disaster that was Blake Bortles this past year, and how kind of 2 years ago was more of an aberration than anything else. And, you know, look at the Miami Dolphins with the 13th overall pick as well. I mean, there's not many Tannehill believers left down in South Beach. He's going to have an opportunity to go early, throw in Dwayne Haskins into the mix as well. It makes it a lot more intriguing, as we've said it time and time again, to add his name into this mix in the draft process. You know, there's not going to be – I can't remember a time where there's going to be, when he's getting measured out, how much news that is going to make.
Oh, my God.
Because that is going to be probably the most – that is going to be the most watched and most viewed and the most heavily anticipated measurement – in the scouting combine in quite some time.
It's going to be breaking news.
Yes.
Right, here we go. Let's break in the coverage. Also, talking about the draft, too, the Broncos, right? So they're probably going to be looking for a QB, and they're in the 10th.
Yep.
They're picking 10th. So, you know, and then you got to wonder, like, you know, what, like, a guy like Drew Locke, you know, would a guy like get him? And you cover the Giants a lot, you know, locally here in New York, right? You cover that team big time. In your opinion, do you think he would go right past Haskins, go right past Kyler Murray, and look at a guy like Drew Locke, who's 6'4", out of Missouri, tremendous quarterback, and he's got like that NFL-style QB guy. Would you see a guy like get him and go right?
I don't know if I look at Locke. I think
he's up there, though. He's a good player.
He's a little too turnover-prone in college, a little too much of a gambler with his arm. I mean, we're so early in the draft process. I don't know where the Giants have Locke on their board. I think Haskins is the best prospect in the draft in terms of a pure thrower of the football.
Yeah, right.
And then you look at Kyler Murray, who's probably the best athlete at the position in this NFL draft, and is a great thrower. But I mean, you look at everything, when you measure everything out, Haskins is the less risky of the two selections.
Correct. I only brought up that Giants scenario with Drew Locke, if that would happen, because that would, just imagine that, if a team goes past, looks right over Kyler Murray, which could happen, and grabs a guy like a Drew Locke, where people would be like, that's not a household name. Who's Drew Locke? Well, if you're college football, you know who he is. But, you know, I'm just saying that could happen. And I was saying the other day here, you and I were talking, like, there could be a chance where we're watching the draft, and this poor kid, Kyler Murray, could be sitting in that room. There's always that one guy, unfortunately, that's sitting in that room till the second round, sometimes third round. That happens all the time. That could happen. If he measures out at 5'9", Moose, like you and I think we agreed on this the other day, that's going to be kind of catastrophic for this kid.
and a lot of people believe in Oklahoma that he is 5'9". So, I mean, that's what the word on the street is, that he's not he's not 5'10", that he's actually 5'9". But, yeah, I think Gettleman, you know, I think Gettleman understands they've got to get a quarterback in the future, but I also think Gettleman sitting there with the sixth overall pick for the Giants looks at it, he's trying to draft the best possible player on the board. Who's going to be who's going to be the guy that is, I know without a shadow of a doubt, is going to be a key contributor? As he said last year, his job with the second overall selection is to draft a Hall of Fame player. Right. That's what his job is as the general manager, and he did that. I mean, Saquon Barkley, as long as he stays healthy and continues on this career path, Tess, Saquon Barkley is going to be that kind of player at the running back position for the Giants. So, I think Gettleman has made it clear here that you know, he might have a need at quarterback, but he's not a general manager that's going to reach for the quarterback or talk himself into a signal caller. But No, those are the names that are in the mix. You're throwing Jones down at Duke as well. Another kid that's in the mix. Yeah. That's in the mix as well. It's going to be an interesting quarterback draft class that got a whole lot more interesting with the news yesterday that Kyler Murray has committed to be an NFL signal caller. We'll get into the big news yesterday in Cleveland. Want to hear from you first and foremost. 855-212-4227. What's your take on Kyler Murray making the declaration that he wants, that he's committed to the National Football League, that he's trained, lived, eat, breathed to be an NFL quarterback, and that is his dream, and that's the passion that he is going to follow? Do you think his game translates to the National Football League? Want to hear from you. 855-212-4227. Plus, Kareem Hunt, amazingly enough, already has a job in the NFL once again. We'll get into that next. It's Taz. It's the Moose. It's a Tuesday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
On a Tuesday morning, we get it going with Kyler Murray, fully committing to becoming an NFL quarterback. We'll get to your calls at 855-212-4227. Here momentarily, Bogus, first time this morning is in the house. What's up, Andrew?
Moose, Taz, good moment. This report is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Pick from a range of coverage options with the Name Your Price tool to find a price that works for you. Three streaks, two good, one bad, continued last night in the NBA. First, good one from Russell Westbrook.
Harris gets it into Westbrook unscathed. Russell gets a George pick, feeds Paul, cranks an angle right, three-pointer that's on the way. Cha-chinga Thunder, money ball, history, baby. Move over Wilt Chamberlain. Russell Westbrook for a 10th consecutive game notches a triple-double. 18 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists.
Matt Pinto on Thunder Radio. Westbrook finished with 24, 14, and 11 to break his tie with Wilt Chamberlain in 1968. The Thunder are 9-1 during the triple-double stretch. 120-111 winners over Portland last night. James Harden knocked out a three with 52 seconds left for 31 points, and now 30 in a row with 30 or more. Houston fought off Dallas 120-104. And now the one bad streak that continued last night, the Knicks losing again, 17 straight, 107-104 in Cleveland. Head coach David Fizdale.
A loss is a loss is a loss. The beauty of our team, they're not caught up in all of that. They're going to keep trying to find a way back in the games, back in the way to compete, to win. And at some point, we'll break and get our win.
Maybe. Trying to find a way to get Zion Williamson, let's be honest.
The Knicks did erase a 17-point hole in the second half last night, but then missed multiple open looks in the final moments that could have tied or beaten the Cavs. Milwaukee, a 112-99 win in Chicago. The Raptors sidestepped the Nets, 127-125 on Kawhi Leonard's hoop with 4 seconds to go. The Nuggets beat the Heat, 103-87, snapping a three-game skid, and the Pacers extending their win streak to 6, 99-90 over the Hornets. Kyrie Irving and his strained knee out tonight when Boston visits Philly. And Jeremy Lin on waivers in Atlanta. He's expected to join the Raptors once he's free. Toronto backup guard Fred VanVleet out at least 3 weeks with a thumb injury. Fourth-ranked Virginia, a late rally to win at number 8 North Carolina, 69-61. The Heels led by 7 with 8 minutes to go. Number 14 Kansas had a 12-point lead second half at TCU, but had to go to overtime to win 82-77. Like many youngsters these days, Kyler Murray thinks football is cooler than baseball. The Heisman Trophy winner forsaking the A's for the NFL. Murray owes Oakland now $1.29 million from his signing bonus while forfeiting the remaining $3.16 million. It is the Cleveland Browns that signed running back Kareem Hunt. GM John Dorsey drafted Hunt in KC back in 2017. Hunt still facing league discipline for multiple off-field incidents, the most significant being the physical assault of a woman in February, which, as we know, was caught on video. Finally, hockey last night. The Sharks smacked the Canucks 7-2. Six straight wins put San Jose atop the Western Conference. Two goals last night for Evander Kane. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too. Get it all right now at geico.com.
You know, most we're talking about Kyler Murray. What's the deal, right? So he's going to the NFL draft. Will he succeed? Will he go very early, you know, being that we don't know. We don't know his height. Is he 5'10"? Is he 5'10 and a half? Is he 5'9"? Is he under 5'9"? Who knows? Let's go to Wisconsin and talk to Dan, who's listening on 96.5 FM. Dan, what's up? You're on with Taz and the Moose.
Not much. I was just wondering, as far as Kyler Murray's height is concerned, who would you rather have, the former starting quarterback of the Texas the Texans, or the Denver Broncos, Brian Osweiler at 6'5", or Kyler Murray, who has probably 10 times the football IQ at only 5'9"?
Well, you're taking 1 6'6" quarterback in Brock Osweiler. I get the point you're making, Dan. I'm not arguing that point. I can't speak for Moose, but I mean there are plenty of tall quarterbacks that have been ultra successful and still are successful. So the thing is, you have a much bigger advantage in this elite game of football called the NFL when you have that big height. You do have that advantage. Brock Osweiler, you know, I get your comparisons a little bit of
the comparison's flawed. I mean, you're going to take the worst quarterback that's got size and then compare him to Kyler Murray, who's at 5'9", 5'10", and say, which would you rather have? Well, of course, you're going to take the risk on Kyler Murray, but you're answering your own question before you even ask it because you're picking out guys that can't play in the NFL. Goff.
Say again? What'd you say, Dan?
How tall is Jared Goff?
He's 6'4", right. Yeah.
Okay, and how tall is that quarterback down in Miami, Tannehill?
Tannehill's 6'3".
Yeah, he's another. They're all in that height, okay, bro.
They're all in that height, but they're all washouts as far as, you know, when the big game is concerned.
Well, Jared Goff got to a Super Bowl. He's not a washout. He didn't play well
in the
Super Bowl.
Well, eight great games this year, and it was downhill ever since after that.
Well, he struggled after the loss with Cooper Kupp, but he helped get a team to a Super Bowl. Second half against the New Orleans Saints, if Jared Goff doesn't play as well as he did, the Rams aren't sniffing the Super Bowl.
Dan, what is the point you're trying to make, that all tall quarterbacks suck?
No, that Kyler Murray shouldn't be prejudged because of his height.
Listen, I understand that. I lived it in my career. I'm maybe 5'9", and I understand that, what you're saying, believe me. But this is a game of giants, unfortunately.
It's not a matter of prejudging. It's the understanding you are limited of what you can do. Kyler Murray can't stand tall in the pocket and right in the middle of the two tackles and stand there and look over a defense. He just can't. Size-wise, he just can't.
He can't stand tall like, oh, yeah.
No, he can't. Physically, he can't.
He's
at 5'9", okay. Tell me how he does that. If he's got a center that's 6'4", two guards that are 6'5", and he's got a tackle at 6'6", the other tackle 6'8". Tell me Kyler Murray at 5'9" is going to stand tall.
You shouldn't be asking me. You should be asking Drew Brees or Russell Wilson.
No, they're 6 feet tall. Drew Brees is 6'6". There's a difference. I mean, Dan, I don't know how we can go around here. We're going around in circles. There's a difference between 6 feet and 5'9". I mean, there is a difference. You look at the way Drew Brees throws the football as well. At times, he's going onto his tippy toes when he does throw the football. Yeah. And we talked about the release the other day, the high point release that Drew Brees does have, which makes him a little bit taller. That's also a factor as well. Where's your release? Is it three quarters? Are you coming completely over the top? Is it full extension? Are you extending with your toe? I mean, there's a lot that goes into it when you're looking at a smaller quarterback. If you're going to make the point this morning, Dan, that there is no limitation to what Kyler Murray can do on a football field as compared to a guy that's 6'5", that's wrong. There's not. I mean, there is. I mean, that if there wasn't, then Kyler Murray would be the number one overall pick.
The only way it can work, which remains to be seen, and you're right, Moose, but the only way it can work is if there is that system that can really be perfect for him, like what Lincoln Riley does down in Norman, Oklahoma. That even still would be difficult on an NFL level because, like we said earlier, I was saying, you know, these offensive linemen for OU that he's played in front of are giant guys. Oh, they're 6'6", 6'5". You know, they really are. But you have NFL elite athletes defensively coming at you quick. Like, you got 3 seconds, if that, quick. So if you don't have that little bit of height to sit in the pocket and break everything down, you're going to get lit up. And listen, I know this much. I don't want to come off like a hypocrite because I'm rooting for Kyler Murray. I'm one of those guys that was considered undersized and was judged always for being undersized. And now in wrestling, the shorter wrestler is making big success, which I think is great. In my time, they were all giants. So believe me, I know this much, man. I'm rooting for Kyler Murray, but it's tough. And Dan, you got to get your facts straight before you call the show. Let's go to Richmond, Virginia, and talk to Vince. Listen to 106.1. Vince, you're on with Taz and Moose. What's up?
Yes, sir. Taz, just want to say, big ECW fan. I love your days on ECW.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Kyler Murray, I do think he made the right decision by choosing football. But my question is this. I think baseball needed Kyler Murray more than the NFL did. So how do you think that affects baseball? And I'll take my question off the air. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Vince. Appreciate it.
Well, I mean, you're looking at the fact that African-American athletes aren't playing Major League Baseball, and you've seen a statistical drop-off, and that's what we discussed maybe 2-3 weeks ago, Taz, in terms of why baseball was altering the rules to try and make sure that Kyler Murray committed to being a baseball player because of the draw to football and what he accomplished this past year at Oklahoma. I don't disagree with you that baseball needs young stars.
Right. It don't matter. Right, exactly. If they're African American, Caucasian,
right,
it don't matter.
White, black, Spanish, doesn't matter. Yeah. They need star players. Now Kyler Murray is more of an impactful star right away in the NFL because of what he did last year in Oklahoma. As compared to what the process would be about being a baseball player. The A's draft him with the 9th overall pick. They knew at the time that there was a gamble. He was going to play a year of football. They allowed him to do that and commit to that year of football at Oklahoma, and then he was going to commit to being a baseball player full term. So, yeah, I mean, it's a loss for Major League Baseball.
It is.
Any way you cut it.
Big time. No doubt about it. No argument on that, man. And like we said earlier, it's a big plus for the NFL. It's a big plus for the NFL draft because the draft, it definitely got sparked here. And, you know, because Kyler Murray is a star, okay? He is a star. He's a household name. He's a Heisman Trophy winner. He's going to bring that cachet to the NFL. And the NFL's chock full of stars, where Major League Baseball isn't. You got the game's two biggest young stars, whatever you want to call them, in Machado and Harper. They're not signed anywhere.
Well, him initially, there's less of a, there's less of a risk early on. Now we'll see if it leads to long-term success because he's going to get drafted. I mean, he's not going to make this kind of commitment without getting drafted. So we'll see where Kyler Murray does eventually land. But he's not going to be down in the minor leagues and the grind of doing that, trying to make it to the major league level in the Oakland Athletics. And he's probably more of a finished product as a quarterback as compared to where he was as an outfielder.
Well, yeah, because I was saying he would have to go and play for like the Snappers, below Snappers, or one of these double A, triple A, single A clubs for the A's and pay dues. And grind. He'd be making money, but he'd be paying dues. You know, this guy is going from the bright. Was that?
I say it's going to pay dues when you're making $1.3
million. Yeah, no, I know.
Get a $3.16 million bonus on March 1st.
No, it's true.
I like to pay dues that way.
Paying in Shacky Jones' motel,
right.
Staying
not,
there.
That's not a bad way to pay dues.
On a bus. No, but I mean, it's like he's not going to have, you know what
no,
I'm saying?
No, I know what
he's
mean.
Not going to he's not going to be, no, people are going to forget about him,
yeah.
You know, for a little while he's playing in the minor league system.
Sure.
He'll be making bank, but people are going to forget about him. Let's go to Houston, Texas. Talk to Dane. Listen on 6:10 a.m. Dane, what's up?
What's up, Dane?
Hello, Dane. Take two.
I think it's all about the money. I think Kyler Murray, he'll be playing baseball in 4 years.
You think it's all about the money for Murray? What about if he's not a first-round draft choice?
He's definitely going to be a first-round draft choice.
What about if he measures at 5'8", 5'7"?
He'll still be a first-round draft.
No, he won't.
No, he won't. No, he won't, bro.
If he ever measured at 5'7", no team was going to draft
even
5'8",
dude. Even 5'8", he's going to second or third round. It's just I'm with Moose on that, dude. I'm telling you,
Dan. I understand that. I get embracing the small athlete. I'm not standing here at 6 feet 6 inches tall. I get that. I understand. But there's no NFL team that's drafted a 5'7" quarterback.
And OU's website lists him at 5'10", and we'll see. I don't think that's true. And we'll see. Dan, we appreciate the call,
right,
Dan.
Right. I mean, the people in Norman believe that without shoes, he's 5'9".
He's 5'9", yeah.
I mean, so unless, that's what the kind of the prevailing thought coming out of Norman, Oklahoma, is that he's not 5'10", he's in fact 5'9". Now, guys can grow, can go through a little bit of a growth spurt, especially later on. They're not fully developed. So we'll see. I mean, maybe he is 5'10". Maybe he is now 5'10". I don't know. I hope for his sake he's not 5'8 or 5'7. I don't look at it. I believe him when he said he's following his passion. That's fine. But, you know, when you have guys like Deion Sanders and Bo Jackson basically saying, go pursue baseball, don't pursue football. And, you know, and Deion's in the game on the NFL Network, Taz, and he's always working with these young guys coming out of college. You know, that's advice for two guys that did it.
Right.
That both played football and baseball at an extremely high level.
Little guys.
They were big. I mean,
big
Bo
guys,
Jackson
yeah.
was a big a human being, yeah. one of the great athletes that this yeah. country has ever seen. So
Deion had to be, what, he's got to be 6'2", 6'3", not as heavy and thick as
yeah.
he got to be, I think probably
6'2",
right?
6'1". Yeah.
6'1", you think?
6'1",
yeah.
6'2", maybe, something like
yeah.
that. I don't think he was as tall as 6'3". I don't know, but I could be wrong.
Well, let's
he's a long athlete.
Yes. Let's talk to a guy. Who's definitely over 6'1", definitely over 6'2". They call him Gas. I call him Petey Gas. Pete Gas in Jacksonville,
What's
Florida.
Up, Pete?
You're on with Taz and your man, the Moose, is here to my left. What's up, Pete?
What's up, Pete?
Good morning, guys. It's a little humid down here. I'm sweating. How you guys doing up there?
Oh, good for you.
Please,
man.
Stop.
Good for you.
Snow's
gotta go
coming.
For the heel right away, Taz. Yeah.
I know what you're doing. I know.
I agree with you guys. If he measures out at 5'7", it's going to be really hard for someone to be convinced to take him in the first round. But I think that's going to put a chip on his shoulder, and you're going to see like a little Doug Flutie in him to prove a lot of doubters wrong when he gets into the NFL. But with regards, am I allowed to touch on that Giants? Because I know you did touch on it on the first
sure.
segment.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. So Moose, I got to. You know, the Giants are historically known for wanting big quarterbacks, and Shurmur is the same way. I know that his system, he prefers a larger quarterback. But I don't think the Giants – I completely agree with what you said with regards to them, with Gettleman getting the best available player. And I actually hope that they don't trade up if they have to, because I've read things where they may trade up to go after the kid from Ohio State.
Bosa.
Yeah. No,
Haskins. Haskins.
The quarterback, Haskins.
I really hope they don't do that.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to trade up for Haskins.
They don't have a third round because they used it in a supplemental draft to get the kid Beal. And what I'm hoping for is they actually trade back with Denver so Denver can move ahead of Jacksonville to get that to get who they have been coveting, and that's a kid
from Locke from Missouri, Drew Locke. Exactly.
And then maybe stockpile a couple of picks and maybe be able to utilize it in the following year, go after one of these young stud quarterbacks that are coming out the year after, which look like to be solid prospects. But I just wanted to know what you thought about that, and then use, because they seem to be bringing Eli back anyway, and then mentoring.
Pete, I don't want to cut you off, but I think Eli right now, I think it's in kind of I think we're in a zone here where there's no definitive way one answer one way or another with Eli, with respect to Eli. And he even admitted that when he was asked, are you going to come back and be the Giant quarterback? He said, I don't know. Because I think he was basically laid on the table after the season, no uncertain terms, when Gettleman was open and honest with him, basically said, we're going to look at other options at quarterback. And, you know, you're still in the discussion, but we're not writing it in stone that you're going to be the Giant quarterback in 2019. So, you know, I don't think Gettleman's trading up unless he gets absolutely overwhelmed for Dwayne Haskins. I don't think Gettleman's trading up for Haskins.
He doesn't have to trade up.
It's so early in the draft process. I mean, the sense I got is that they're not enamored with anybody at quarterback with the sixth overall pick. Now that could change. Because we're so early in the draft process, you got to see exactly when you go to the scouting combine and these workouts and these interviews. So we're so early on. But the early sense was that I didn't get a sense the Giants were going quarterback sixth overall, but that could obviously change.
Pete, I'm just saying, I don't think the Giants would have to do any movement. I don't think Dwayne Haskins is going to go before six. The Giants sit in that sixth spot. The only other team that might pick a quarterback before the Giants, if the Giants do go quarterback, opposite of what Moose just said, would be the Raiders, because the Raiders pick fourth. You know, because look, Cardinals pick first. They got Rosen. You got the 49ers. Then you got the Jets. These teams don't need it. Okay, maybe the Raiders, and then you get the Buccaneers before the Giants, and the Buccaneers don't. So I'm just saying, I don't think they need to make any moves. I don't think Haskins goes top five.
But here's the deal: if Haskins overwhelms people, you might have to go up to get him, because there might be other teams that are willing to go up and get him. That's the point.
The other thing,
he might not fall to you.
True.
The other thing, too, is Haskins is not known as a very mobile quarterback.
No.
Same as Eli. And the one glaring concern on the Giants' offense is offensive line. And it was almost, you know, Gettleman's not a, he doesn't like to trade up or trade down, I should say. Historically. So the thing that I would say is why you're going to have to bolster your offensive line. You need so much help on both sides of the football. I would think it would be better for him to bolster the rest of the team and get in all those areas of concern. You need help in so many other areas. And then just, you know, build around it and then get your quarterback next year in the first round.
All right, so now we're going into the Pete Gass New York Giant draft selections.
Well, that's
here.
It.
Okay. So,
Pete, looking for a job.
You got it, Pete.
Pete, it's always a pleasure talking to you. You know what I'm saying,
call,
bro?
Good conversation,
right,
man.
Yes. All right, Pete, take care.
Enjoy. Always good getting a little Pete Gass Giant minute. Yeah, you could go that route. You could definitely go and address the offensive line.
You want Jonah Williams, the kid from Alabama, is an
Well, the early reports on offensive line, guard is pretty deep, center, very good, and tackles are pretty good. So if you're looking for offensive line in this year's NFL draft,
they are there.
The early returns are it's that it's a good group all across the board for the offensive line. We'll see. I mean, we're so early. I can't wait for the scouting combine in Indianapolis. Yep, but certainly throwing Murray into the mix adds a lot of intrigue when you look at the quarterback position. The Cleveland Browns yesterday, Taz, made a big move. We'll get into that next. The controversial move as well. We'll touch upon that next. It's Taz and Moose on a Tuesday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It is Taz and the Moose with you on this Tuesday morning on CBS Sports Radio. So, Kyler Murray is committed to the National Football League. And then the other big news that came down in the NFL yesterday, late in the afternoon, middle part of the afternoon, is that Kareem Hunt, the former Kansas City Chief running back, has signed a one-year deal with the Cleveland Browns. And we know the awful video that came out a couple months ago that Kareem Hunt was still employed. But February 2018, police called after a woman says Hunt shoved and pushed her in a dispute Cleveland hotel. November 2018, Hunt shoving and kicking a woman from the February incident. And then Hunt was placed on commissioner exempt list and then promptly released by the Chiefs. So there you have it in terms of Kareem Hunt. So from an incident in February, which the video shows Kareem Hunt actually kicking the woman while she is on the ground at that Cleveland hotel.
Right.
And then after he lied to the Kansas City Chiefs about the incident, they promptly released him November this past year. So
quickly, too.
Yeah, swiftly, very, very quickly. Yeah. Once the news came out and once the video came out, Kareem Hunt was done as a member of the Kansas City Chiefs, even as talented as he is. Here is John Dorsey, who was, got to remember, he was running the Kansas City Chiefs. Yep. He was the general manager at the time when they drafted Kareem Hunt and brought him into that program. Let's hear from the Browns general manager explaining the decision and the research into signing Hunt.
I think we're all appalled by it. It is an egregious act. We all understand that. At the end of the day, in terms of doing our research, we came away that the act was egregious. He is extremely remorseful for that moving forward. And I've always believed that it is important moving forward to, if a person wants to better themselves moving forward and be a better person, I'm willing to give them a chance in terms of doing all the deep research I've done. I still believe that he will be a better man today than he was yesterday.
Here is Dorsey saying that Hunt is willing to put in the work.
I know that he has actually sought professional counseling here on a week-in, a week-out basis. Part of the plans that will be in place here is being able to outreach to the community on a weekly basis for he. To me, words don't earn trust. Actions earn trust. Okay, so the actions that have begin to be developed and he has shown have led us to believe that, you know, he is willing, he's going to move forward here on this.
Now, Hunt is now a member of the Browns, signed to that contract, still facing a suspension from the National Football League. Here's Dorsey on that investigation.
It's my understanding that they're going to begin to wrap up their investigation And then I would say within a couple weeks, they'll begin the penalty to be told to everybody. There are no guarantees. You are going to have to earn the trust in this situation.
Well, this is going to be, first off, as far as the penalty from the NFL, like, you know, he's going to be out. It's got to be at least, what did you say, 9, 10, 11 games he's going to get. So who knows how much he's even, just from a football perspective, how much he's even going to play for the Browns this year. That right out of the box, it's not going to be like a 2-game suspension. It's not. I mean, I'm just talking the football then, not the sensitivity end and how horrible of what we saw in the video, what this young man did, just about a year ago. It was on the February 10th of 2018 that this incident happened. So, you know, I got a funny feeling he's probably going to get at least 10, 11 games suspension. So, you know, they signed him to a $1 million contract. Okay, the Browns do. I mean, Dorsey obviously still has faith in the human being as Kareem Hunt is. He must know him pretty decently, and he's saying that he's going through going to see counseling. This just seems all, Moose, my opinion, it's still very new. It's still very, it's like too fresh, you know? I think that it's just, as long as the guy is getting counseling and he's redeeming himself, but it takes time. This is going to take more time, in my opinion. I was very surprised to hear this. Not shocked, because we've seen this before in the NFL. We've seen guys who do things, and Tariq Hill, Mixon, you know, we've seen this. We know. I mean, these guys are still playing.
And Tariq Hill was in college. Joe Mixon was in college, one at, Oklahoma State, the other one being at Oklahoma. And now you look at Kareem Hunt, who was, in the National Football League now with the Kansas City Chiefs as this video came out. And obviously, he lied to the Chiefs, and that led to part of the reason which led to his undoing in Kansas City. It led to him being released by the Kansas City Chiefs this past November. I think he's going to get more than the baseline 6-game suspension.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Maybe it's 10 games. It's going to be a significant suspension that Kareem Hunt is facing. It's all new. And I get that people are outraged, but you really shouldn't be surprised.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's the NFL.
We said it at the time that certainly I said it at the time that when he got released by Kansas City that he'd have another opportunity to play in the National Football League. He does real quick. And the reason why he does is, John Dorsey, it's not a matter of him trying to be, a guy that's trying to go into sainthood. John Dorsey's trying to win football games in Cleveland.
Right.
And he knows Kareem Hunt from when he drafted him, when he was running the Kansas City Chiefs, and did his due diligence at the time on the player when he was coming out of college. So they bring him back to the home state in which he played college football. And they bring him into an organization which Dorsey feels comfortable that he's going to get the necessary support, and they believe in the talent level that Kareem Hunt does have. So it should not be surprising at all. Not saying that it's right, it should not be surprising.
That's exactly what I'm saying, too. I think it's a little surprising and odd that he's with the Browns, because you got Nick Chubb in the backfield and you got Duke Johnson Jr. Nick Chubb had just about 1,000 yards this year, the rookie out of Georgia. So, you got a young running back that could be your guy. And we'll see where Kareem Hunt fits in that backfield once he serves his, whatever it is, 8, 9, 10, 11-game suspension. It almost is a little weird. Like, why did you sign a guy? You know he's going to get a big suspension. You know your organization is going to get massive backlash. And you got two running backs already.
they signed it because of talent.
It brings a lot. Look, Nick Chubb is a young star in the league. This guy is going
to
be.
I'm not denying that, but they probably look at it's better to have two talented running backs than one. Yeah. And then you throw in Duke Johnson as a guy that can catch the ball coming out of the backfield, and they're going to say we're going to be better off as a team with the competition. And if it ends up being Kareem Hunt after he serves a suspension, beating out Nick Chubb, so there it is. I mean, it's really the talent of the player. I mean, that's ultimately where it comes from. And I think for Kareem Hunt, for him, it works because he lands with a guy that initially drafted him coming out of college that believes in him. And he needed to go to a spot where he felt like he was going to have the necessary support. And it's not right. There's no way to sugarcoat it. And people have every right to be upset that Kareem Hunt once again has a job in the NFL. But you should not be surprised. by the signing yesterday by the Cleveland Browns. It's Taz the Moose. Want to hear from you. 855-212-4227.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.